Dit is de CEO-kast in samenwerking met de CEO-brein community. Ik ben Martijn Oving.
Ik ben Dennis Akkerman.
En ik ben Jeroen Stikkeloren. En tijdens Brighton SEO gaan wij erachter komen, op basis van interviews met internationale en nationale sprekers, waar de CEO-industrie naartoe beweegt. Leuk dat je luistert.
Veel plezier. Hi, this is Brighton SEO in the early morning on Friday. And next to us is Alex Moss.
Hi, how you doing, guys?
Good.
It was a long night.
It's Friday morning. So
yeah, I was mature last night. I only had two drinks, which for a British person is basically what you have before breakfast. And I had an 8-hour sleep tonight with my two nights away from my kids.
Oh, so wow.
You get them while you can, can't you?
I'm proud.
So how did you enter the SEO market or world?
I was doing SEO for about 5 years without knowing I was doing SEO. And it was when I was a teacher. So I'm old now. I'm 41 next month. And I got a computer when I was about 13, 14, got into HTML at 14. So this was 1998, maybe. And then I made my own South Park fan website. And I just messed around, understood hosting, uploaded it. And I didn't realize I was doing SEO at the time because I was just stuffing keywords with like fake Nike trainers. I was doing the black hat stuff before I knew what black hat was, whether it was dicey, all of those things. And I started to rank quite well for not just South Park terms, but non-South Park terms. Oh. And then I used this was before 2002 as well, before PPC was around. Yeah. They used to do things with, per impression, that's how they paid you. So every 1,000 impressions on your site, you would get paid, I don't know, 3 cents. But I was getting like 8,000 hits, because that it wasn't visitors back then, it was just hits, 8,000 hits a day. And therefore I was like, oh, right, okay, well, I can make quite a bit if I do it on the impressions. So I did a 1 pixel by 1 pixel on the top of my site, and it worked for about 3 months, and I got about $500 for it. So when I was 15, I was basically a millionaire, wasn't I, with that money? Now I realized that I could just do it, and I just carried on doing it. And then eventually I just built websites in university. I was the only one who could do it, and I didn't want to hand out flyers like all of my friends were as part of their job. And I just kind of took it from there. I left web design when I started work. I did like TV work and stuff like that, trying to go in a different direction. But then it just came back, and then I took an IT job, just like server admin kind of stuff. And just knowing things like that. And then I just eventually was told, have you heard about SEO? This was like 2005 now. I went, no, never heard of it. And then I went on a day training course with an agency that are now Resignal. Kev Gibbons's, which is weird, and see that. And I just learned. And then at the end of the day, I was like, I understood everything that you just said. That made perfect sense. Also, I've been doing it on those sites and maybe I am all right at this stuff. And then I fell into it just like everyone else has fallen into SEO, right? Yeah. Especially the veterans. Yeah. No one said, oh, I knew I was going to do marketing I was in school. They don't even tell you that marketing exists.
It was an accident.
Exactly. And they don't, I mean, I don't know about what it's like in Holland and England. You have careers advisors and they go in and they give you the very formal job prospects. You can be a lawyer, a doctor, you know, firefighter, that kind of stuff.
Old school jobs.
Exactly. But they don't tell you that you can do marketing. I never heard the word marketing. And later on in life, I was watching Mad Men, you know, that famous show. And I was like, there were agencies in the 60s. Marketing, it's the same. They're working obviously with no technology that we have today, but it's the same agency, the same business setup.
It's the same organization structure, right?
Exactly. Yeah. I think, they were owned by WPP and they still exist now and own agencies that are walking around here today. And I just found it very nice and comforting, but also I was getting annoyed at the same time that had I known this, I could have been like 6 years into a job rather than one. But whatever, I'm here now, so it's all good. So that's how I fell into SEO.
But it's the South Park era, right? How did it work? You rank on Eric Cartman or everything South Parky?
Yeah, but I wasn't doing it for that. No. I was just a kid who was just making a web design.
Trying.
A fan website, like pictures and scripts. I mean, I was basically the worst duplicate content site ever, but all the other sites were just terrible or weren't on a website. It was just a text file. Here's the script for episode one. And I was like, well, I'll take it. I'll upload it to my web host and it'll be on my site. And I didn't realize what I was doing was actually quite sophisticated. Well, all I was doing was just robbing stuff from other websites. And I had no thoughts about ethics, the law or anything around search engines. But then I just found that this was before Google Analytics as well. So I had a site counter.
Yeah, yeah.
So I had very
pixel.
So I had very, very rudimentary stats, but I could see growth then, like even as 16-year-old, like, whoa. What happened there? And then you start searching yourself for things, and then you find you on there because you can't do, there's no search console. Right. Like there was no way of discovering those things and that data. And it's just stuff you figured out along the way. So when Search Console came out, I was like, oh my God, I wanted that 5 years ago. And I just didn't realize. So I don't think everyone realizes how lucky everyone is right now. But out of all of these tools that are out there that understand it, because I'm not the best at data. I can read it, but like I'm not big data person. I'm not the guy who's inside analytics every day. I just like to go in, look at something important and do something about it. But it was very, very nice to see that they were giving out more stuff. Of course, they then started taking stuff away over the years as well. So
there was a time we had keywords in Google Analytics, right?
Those
like
10
years ago.
Yeah, true.
I kind of mentioned that in my talk yesterday. So I was doing the evolution of the SERP, and I did a screenshot of what search results page looked like in 2000, and there was no paid on there.
No.
There wasn't paid. It was just 10 links.
That's it.
And, yeah, and pagination, I'll give you that, right? Go to the next. But other than that, it was just such a good time to be alive as an SEO. And you could do whatever. And this is in 2000. You could like keyword stuff and it was fine. And whilst I didn't abuse it like I was as a teenager, because I was becoming a professional and wanted to like not like have to answer questions about what I did 3 years ago on some client site, then it's been very interesting to see. And it's gone full circle now, the SERP, hasn't it? But yeah. Now we see ChatGPT and the like, and that's all we're seeing is just an organic chat response and no paid, which obviously means that in about 18 months from now, there's going to be paid in all.
How will they fix that, OpenAI? They have to get money, right?
I mean, they're working on it now. I mean, that would be my only goal if I was in there in the team going, well, monetize all of this. And whilst I know that they earn money from other ways, like every time someone chats, they kind of earn some value because it's all part of the learning. But I don't know, but they've got to figure it out. I can see that Google also have a problem with trying to suss out where to put paid, because they've got Gemini and they can easily put stuff in if they know how to do it properly. But it was the event that they had about a month ago in New York, the Search Central one. And I think it was Muller, one of the Google folk, basically said, well, we can't give you AIO data in Search Console yet.
No. And why?
So I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
It's been out a year.
Yeah.
And you're not even given a timeline on when the data might be available, which means they don't know how to present it to us. And I don't like, if you're doing a chat that can last half an hour in Taipei, how are we supposed to know? As me, if working from Yoast and I'm asking about WordPress plugins, about whatever, how do I know when I'm going to be mentioned, in what context, in what sentiment, and whether they're actually going to do something about it? So they may have been interacting for about 20 interactions, and Yoast comes up in 16, the 16th response. But they're not looking about SEO plugins on the first five responses. They're just asking questions maybe about WordPress hosts, and then they get into
the
conversation and there's a flow. It's like us talking now. I haven't mentioned the word Yoast and we're, 15 minutes in?
Yeah.
Like, I should be mentioning that at the beginning if I want to lead that, if I'm trying to sell something, but that's not part of an actual conversation.
No.
How is Google supposed to know the content of all of this conversation? And I've even mentioned Yoast in a positive or negative light just now, and it's got to understand all of those things, and then it's got to present it to us SEOs in a way that we can then take to a stakeholder. And I just don't know.
And this is from SEO perspective, but also from an ads perspective.
Yes. Well, ads may be a bit easier because like it'll all be easier to attribute.
We don't know what the answer is on a certain query or prompt, right?
No, we don't.
Beforehand.
But we like to hope that if there's paid and you're talking about WordPress and like 16 minutes in, Yoast comes up. If I've paid for an ad, well, here's a good question. Yeah. Should I have been mentioned earlier in the conversation? Because I'm paying to be contributed towards the response. Yeah. And that's the thing that I think they don't suss out, or they can't yet. Or maybe it's like a relevancy score, right? Like if you're way down in the conversation, is the paid ad cheaper? Like, because there's more of a chance that the conversation will just stop before it gets to that point, and then the ad won't. But if it's the first thing, but it's unnatural, right? Oh, I'm want to make a WordPress site. Can you tell me more? And like, well, you should buy Yoast. That's unnatural.
Yeah.
But that might happen. And then I might get annoyed at that point that I'm being told that I need to get something, and they'll have to tell me it's paid as well, because that isn't
natural. I'm sure people trust it.
Exactly. So then I'm in a conversation. It's a bit different than a search result. A search result, you kind of know what you're getting. Here's paid, here's organic, yeah, or how it used to be. Now it's like, here's Google, and then organic's like down in the middle, down over there. But at least you kind of knew that there was a separation of the different kinds of content that's being displayed to you and what to do. So sometimes I avoid clicking paid because the SEO in me is like, I don't want to like contribute towards the paid thing and waste their click on me. I'm also up for the SEO having an attractive visit. So I'm going to make sure that if I'm looking for like SEO brains, for example,
yeah, you're helping us out there.
Yes. Yeah. Being it forward to the other SEOs out there. And, but then I don't convert. So I don't know. It's a different conversation. But it is interesting how pay is going to get in there. And is it going to be visual or is it just going to be text? Because right now it is just text.
Yeah, true.
So for like Perplexity that give you a bit of AIOE stuff in the right. But that's still, is that organic? Is an AIO citation actually organic? Because to me, it is, but it isn't at the same time. Because again, it's in conversation.
Yeah.
Not just here's a list of things.
It's not organic. It's just a chatbot.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. But it's an organic response, one might say. So
yeah,
just from a machine instead of a human.
You work at Yoast right now. What does this mean for Yoast and the company?
What the introduction of AI? Getting into the SERPs, I mean, as a product, as I was saying in my talk yesterday, like, don't just desert your SEO 101. Like, all of this stuff that we've been doing for the last 10, 20 years still applies now.
Yeah.
And I think that LLMs will be thinking of cost-efficient ways to understand content. So that, to me, goes to structured data. Like, if an LLM has to understand two pages, one of them's unstructured and one of them's structured, more work is involved to figure out everything about that page, then I would assume that it's much cheaper to process the understanding of the page that does have this structured content, and therefore might favor that one because it'll go, well, if that page is structured, maybe all the other pages are structured on that site as well, and then bin off the unstructured one. I don't know. I mean, I can't confirm that, but I would like to think that when it comes to scale and saving costs and know that chat responses aren't cheap and all of this is taking up a lot of processing power, anything that minimizes processing power and makes something more efficient, I think will be favored by any LLM. And that's where I think that all of this SEO stuff and structured data, I think, I don't know, Jarno, get Jarno on here. He'll disagree with me.
I know.
And yes.
In the community.
And he's not. Because we have loads of talks, because we have, like, we've both got the best intentions. He just believes that LLMs will just figure everything out. And it doesn't matter about those two pages because the LLM's so good that it'll just structure that page. But I still think, I don't know, the LLMs judge everything, I believe, still on a scale of how easy a site is to interpret. And I think it might give up, just like a search engine may give up on a site that's really slow and just like, well, if the whole site's slow, then what's the point of ranking it? That's terrible for the user experience. And I think it might be the same, but who am I right now to say what's going to happen in a year? Because I don't even think that people inside OpenAI or Google know what's going to be happening in a year because everything's shifting too fast.
Yeah.
Too fast.
So, and how do you think about the mindset of an SEO? Do we have to change? Because I think a lot of stuff we can't track in LLMs, right?
Yes. And I think it's weird. I think like a next chapter of SEO is happening because I saw it happen when social first came out. So again, I've been doing SEO so long that like social networks didn't, Facebook did not exist when I started in SEO. So when Facebook first came out, I had to know about social because it's part of like, it's like going up to a normal person saying, I work in IT, and they just assume that you can like fix this laptop or, you know, do SEO and like,
true.
And we know right now that you can't just do everything like that. So it's one of those. And then I started learning about Facebook and I worked for a television company called ITV, a national company there. And I opened their Facebook page because no one even had a Facebook account. I was the only person with one in 2004-05. And I found that so interesting because over the years, it obviously social media specialists and paid came out and I didn't want to know about those stuff. I wanted to stick in my SEO lane. And I think that's going to happen here is that SEOs will split into different areas of what's about to happen and that people become maybe discovery optimization experts because now I describe everything as a discovery platform. To me, Google is a discovery platform.
Yeah,
it's called a search engine, but I don't think that name search engine is now becoming not obsolete, but it's starting to become deprecated.
They just said that Google Discover will come to desktop, right? Like 2 days ago.
In general, you mean, right?
Yes. Like TikTok, people say, is it a social platform or is it a search engine? And I say, no, it's a discovery platform because you can use it for search. You can use it for social. And now they're all doing that. Like Reddit to me is a discovery platform as well. Anything where anyone can talk about anything is to me a place where something can get discovered. And anything that offers a third party perspective, which is what social networking really is, isn't it? It's
true.
A lot of third party perspectives. And that's important because LLMs will want to know first and third perspectives, which is why Reddit is actually really important because it is the biggest data set of third parties.
Yeah.
And how can we show the impact we make as SEOs in the near future?
Well, at the moment, you can't, right?
True.
Because, I mean, there are tools that are here right now. You've got SEMrush, you've got What AI Knows About Me by Dixon Jones.
Yeah.
They're doing crazy
Wake, right? Or what?
Wake,
I wanted to say the whole thing. Yeah, I wanted to say the whole thing. They know stuff, but I've got a feeling that people like Dixon have a lot of work on their hands because everything's going to change in the next, I think maybe the next 18 months will be Wild West of what the technology does. And maybe we'll start to see what's coming out in the longer term future in a year from now, perhaps. But until they get that data, like I was saying about Search Console and that's 16 minutes in, how are we going to know how that conversation happened and where it is? And because now with answer engines of search engines, it's just basic, right? Now that you think about search, it's basic, which is embarrassing because we've been working on them for so long. And compared to an assistant engine, a search engine does nothing. It just like you enter a keyword and it's like, here's some things, go and do it yourself, find it yourself. And whilst we now are expecting not to do research because assistant engines are out, that's now going to become outdated. How dare you tell me to go on 3 websites and waste 5 minutes of my time to find out? You do it.
Does it make sense?
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, there are searches that'll happen. I think that commerce will stay like that for longer.
Yeah,
because you do want to do your research, but that doesn't mean that the research at the very beginning isn't done in a ChatGPT-like platform. And I think we'll be using a bit of both. I'm starting to use both now.
No, but it's also the bulk of the people, maybe in the UK. What are the bulk of the people using? Not the early users like us, because we are in the industry. ChatGPT or OpenAI has a lot of users. But what will be the moment that 50% of the people use an answer machine as a
instead of art? Yeah.
2 years, I reckon.
Yeah.
Maybe less, but I don't know. I use my family as a good experiment because they know they're very non-technological. Like my mum still calls a printer a copier and like they still call laptops a machine, right? They have only just started to trust Amazon with a credit card. Like, but there's more of my parents out there actually than us lot. Like this is a big conference, but there's only 4,000 in what population of the world. And you know what I mean? Like we're not a lot of people and we think that everyone's just going to follow what we say. And that's not true.
Yeah, no.
Like, my parents, I showed them ChatGPT 6 months ago and I just said, just ask it anything and I asked it. And then her response when the response came back was, who did that so fast? I was like, nobody. And I had to explain that there was no human involved in this interaction. And she thought that was mad. And they can't even get their heads around that, normal people. And my brother understands it a little bit more, but he's still like, nah, I'm just going to use Google. And I felt like I was using Google only until quite recently when I've been using a lot more chat responses. I feel like I'm late to the, or maybe the old legacy SEO in me didn't want to get away from the surf. And that's what I've been used to day in and day out. And that's what I like. And I don't like change. Like Brits never like change, but now I'm using it more and more to do specific things, but it's definitely not buying something. No. Buying something right now, I'm not. Well, the paid isn't there, so it's not injecting everything for me, but it's just not, I'll get to a certain point on research, maybe I'll use them, and then I'll go on to Google, and I want to know from the first, from the horse's mouth, from the actual website.
And actual commercial intent and transactional intent is not in LLMs, right?
Exactly. But then I keep thinking, is that me as an SEO, and I'm not a normal searcher, but if I'm starting to do that, then that means that normal people will start to do that. And my wife, who is in SEO as well, we own an agency together and she runs it day in, day out. She's now using it every day. But funnily enough, over the years, she has been typing into Google. She has been, so I've always been like if I'm looking for shoes, I'll just put men's shoes, right? Short tail. And then I'll go from there. And my wife will put, what's a nice pair of shoes I can buy for under 200? Like that, she's been doing ChatGPT chatting to Google for 10 years. So to her, ChatGPT actually isn't a dramatic shift because that's how she searches anyway. So it's very interesting that she is more of a normal person than us, right?
Yeah.
And she's been doing that. And I think that people won't search with just keywords anymore. It's that's over, and it makes things harder for us because, again, how are we going to understand context and intent in this kind of scenario is just too hard.
It is.
You can have days conversations. I can go back to a conversation in ChatGPT from 4 weeks ago and just say, what do you think now that something's changed? Or I've just read this. What's your perception of it now? And how do you connect those dots of a 4 week old, it could be 6 months old conversation of AIO. Well, AIO is now AI mode. So what the difference is, and it's going to tell me based on the conversation I had 6 months ago, well, this is the part that changed that I told you about. Here's a link to it, to Search Engine Land or Journal. And how are they going to know how it's too complex? I think they'll suss it out. I'm just glad I'm not part of the team to do it. Yeah.
What is your biggest SEO fuck up in your SEO career?
When Canonicals first came out.
Yeah.
Oh God, and it's still going back a long time. When Canonicals first came out, I sent it to our developer and I said, can you please insert this into every page? And I did rel canonicals equals, and then I put two percentage on each one to make sure it's a variable. Enter URL here. Yeah. And the developer literally copied and pasted that.
Enter URL here.
Into it. So every canonical on every page on the site said, enter URL here. And our rankings fell pretty much within the day, and then it took them a week to come back. Now, I would say that's not my fuck up. I would say that's the other person's fuck. I put it in bold italics and highlighted it in yellow, but it was something that I was involved in. But yeah, I'd say that's
When did you discover? Like after one day or something?
After one day, after one day, analytics, because that was my job to go in analytics every day.
Yeah.
What was happening. And I was like, what's going on here? So that was fun. And I think that was 2008, maybe. We'll have to find out when Canonicals came out. But yes, that was definitely the biggest one that I can remember.
Nice one.
Nice one. Yeah. Never heard that one. Sure. So the last question, and then we can stop this interview. Taco sent me a message and he asked me how to win the Lego at the Yoast booth.
There is a shuffleboard game, which, what is it called in Holland?
The name of the game?
Schulen. So the Schulen, which I'm terrible at. And if you get the highest score, you win a Grogu Lego. But you can also go there and just build your own Lego people as well. They're in bowls, so you can do your own. I'm sure we'll be here in 6 months time as well, so with another bit of Lego to win . So if you're around, make sure you come over and play the game.
See you in a bit.
Yes,
thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.
Great. Cool.